In our previous shiur, we began a discussion about the halacha that one must eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And we gave many reasons why one is supposed to eat Erev Yom Kippur from Rishonim and Achronim. So now the question is, now we've given those reasons, we start to answer some of the shailas, or all of the shailas that we asked in the previous year. One is, we spoke about women fasting on Erev Yom Kippur. Are women obligated to fast on Erev Yom Kippur or not? So actually, the Miches Chinuch makes a point. The Miches Chinuch says that it really depends on the question, is eating Erev Yom Kippur a din d'oraisa, or is eating Erev Yom Kippur a din d'rabbanan? If it's a din d'oraisa, so if it's a d'oraisa, there's a rule by all d'oraisas that mitzvah seishas man grama, women are potter. But that din only applies a mitzvah d'oraisa. If eating Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, then that din wouldn't apply. And actually, we could take it a step further. Because we asked in our previous year the question that the Beis Yosef poses, that how could the Shulchan Aruch at the same time say that you're supposed to eat an Erev Yom Kippur, the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, and also here in Siman Tov Reish Dalet, and also in Siman Tov Reish Ches Paskin, that there's an obligation of Tos Yom Kippurim, like Rabbi Shmuel, they both learned from the same Pasuk. But it could well be that the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that really the Pasuk is coming to teach us the din of Rabbi Shmuel. That the din, there's a din of Tosef Yom Kippurim and Erev Yom Kippur. And that the din of eating Erev Yom Kippur is only a din de Rabbanon. And therefore we don't have a problem that we're learning two different dinim from one Pasuk. But if it's a din de Rabbanon, then women would be obligated to eat. This question was actually already posed in the Shailos Teshuvos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Simen Tezayin. For a moment, I'll repeat the Shaila and what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says as a comment in the Shaila. The question that was asked was, there's a woman who Nebuch is very ill, and it's very difficult for her to eat. She's not supposed to eat. And the question that was asked of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat Erev Yom Kippur, should this woman force herself to eat? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger makes a very important point. And he says that when we're dealing with a situation of refuah, that a person is nebuch not well, and the doctors have told him not to eat, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, obviously he wasn't able to communicate directly with this woman. She obviously didn't live in the town that he lived. He says, two Tamid Chacham Tush Amosim should go to her home and tell her that I, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, told her she must eat Erev Yom Kippur. She must not eat. If she's not supposed to eat, she shouldn't eat. But that doesn't speak to the woman. That doesn't speak to the woman that can Baruch Hashem eat. Does she have to eat Erev Yom Kippur or not? So, the Ksav Sofer in Chelik Eruchayim, Simen Kuf Yud Beis, discusses this question. And the Ksav Sofer says, it depends how we learn the din of eating Erev Yom Kippur. He says, certainly according to the Rishonim that say that the reason we're supposed to eat an Erev Yom Kippur is to prepare for the fast. So, if women are fasting, they also need to prepare for the fast. If then he says another rule, he says that these two halachas is evident in our Gemara. The halacha fasting Yom Kippur and the fast din of eating Yom Kippur travel together. So if women are obligated to fast on Yom Kippur, they should be obligated to eat on Yom Kippur and eat an Erev Yom Kippur as well. In fact, I saw that the Steichemid says a very interesting point. He says, even though we know that mitzvah aseh shehazman groma, as we've said, women are exempt, he says, that is only when the mitzvah aseh shehazman groma doesn't come with a reason that women should be obligated. And he brings a very nice raya. He says, the halacha is, women are mechuyev in tefillah. Women are mechuyev to daven. The pasuk says, erev uvoyta v'tzorayim. The pasuk clearly, and the halacha clearly, identifies times for tefillah. Shachris is supposed to be davened at a certain time. Mincha is supposed to be davened at a certain time. Marav is supposed to be davened at a certain time. So, isn't that a mitzvah saseh shehazman groma? And if it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman groma, so then women should be exempt. Says the Steichemet, the Gemara answers, Rachminenu. Since tefillah is to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that we need, and women also obviously need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of them, and therefore, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman groma, women are obligated. Says the Steichemet, what are we learning from that halacha? What we're learning from that halacha is that if you have a mitzvah aseh shehazman groma, but the mitzvah aseh shehazman groma has a reason why women should be obligated, therefore, women should have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Because the reason that we have to eat Erev Yom Kippur applies to women as much as it applies to men. On the other hand, I did see a tshuva for a Moshe and the Shilas Tshuvas Igris Moshe, Shilas Tshuvas Igris Moshe, Chelik Arachayim Chelik Gimel Simon Tzadik. The Ramosha is not quite prepared to follow this approach. Because Ramosha, the question that was asked to Ramosha is if you have an individual who has a difficult time fasting, is he obligated to try to do different things to be able to eat, to be able to fast on Yom Kippur, take medicine or different techniques that would make it easy for him to fast on Yom Kippur? And Ramosha says that he's not obligated. He says nowhere in the Torah do we find that one has to do something to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. We just quoted the Rishonim, where the Rishonim seem to explain that the reason we're supposed to fast on Erev Yom Kippur is in order that we should be able to, supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is that we in order that we should be able to fast. Isn't that a clear indication that we are supposed to do things to be able to fast? Says Ramosha, it's not our place to try to explain what the Torah says. The Torah says we're supposed to eat. We're not supposed to try to understand why. According to Ramosha's approach, maybe we don't have a reason for eating on Yom Kippur. And therefore, since we don't have an reason, the Torah doesn't give a reason to eat, we can't obligate one to eat. And therefore, a woman would be potter. It's a mitzvah seh shehazman groma. Certainly, according to the other reasons that we suggested in our previous year, why women are obligated to, why we are obligated to eat. It's the Sudas Yontif, all the other reasons we gave. Those reasons don't necessarily apply to women. Mitzvah Seh Shehazman Groma, and women would be potter. And therefore, says the Ksav Sofer, Lahalocha Lemaisa, that if you have a woman who is fasting, she should eat on an Erev Yom Kippur. But a woman who's not fasting, if we combine the fact that Poshup Shat, it's a mitzvah seh shehazman groma, coupled with the fact that according to many of the reasons that we just suggested, women are exempt, coupled with the fact that the reason that she's doing it for preparation for Yom Kippur doesn't apply to women, to this woman who's not fasting, she doesn't have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Which opens up another question. What would be the halacha if you have a man, Rachman Otzlan, who's not well and doesn't intend to fast on Yom Kippur? Is he obligated to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? So the Stein Chemetz approach is that a Jew always has to live with a Munah. And even though we here have an individual who's not well, and poshut he won't be able to eat on Yom Kippur, we have to hope and pray that he will be able to fast. He won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur. We have to hope and pray that he will be able to fast. And since we have to hope and pray that he will be able to fast, he shouldn't eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And if he has to break his fast, he'll have to break his fast. The Stein Chemetz, I saw another pshat that the Paiskim suggest. Very interesting pshat. Yet we know that if Rachman al Shlon, somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, there's a halach of akala kal tchila. He should eat as little as possible. So yes, we have here an individual that Nebuch has to eat on Yom Kippur. But even if he has to eat on Yom Kippur, we want him to eat as little as possible. So we tell him, eat on Erev Yom Kippur. By eating on Erev Yom Kippur, it'll hopefully cause that you won't have to eat so much on Yom Kippur, and therefore you'll have less of a problem with eating on Yom Kippur. Another reason why even a person who Rachman Tzlon can't fast, should eat an Erev Yom Kippur, goes back to what we quoted from Ramosha. And that is because Ramosha says that our job is not to look into the why. Our job is to look into what. And here we're learning clearly that we're supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara doesn't offer any reasons why we're supposed to eat on Yom Kippur. And therefore, everybody who can eat on Erev Yom Kippur, a man, even though he's Nebuch, not fasting, should eat on Yom Kippur. Rav Scheinberg, I saw, says, especially if, as we learned in our previous year, there are those that explain that the reason one is supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is because that is the Suda of Yom Kippur. So since that is the Suda of Yom Kippur, so how do we fulfill the Suda? So just like the halacha is that Sudas Yontif, women, everybody's obligated to eat Sudas Yontif, they would also be obligated to eat, they would also be obligated to eat Erev Yom Kippur to fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Kippur. Another reason that the Sfas Emes suggests why one is supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is because when one fasts, what are we saying to Hashem? That I have in my system the chaylev, the body mass that I'm bringing as a carbon. So the more you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, the more it's like a carbon. And since the more you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, the more it's like a carbon, one should indeed eat an Erev Yom Kippur. Regarding the Zman, so again, if it's a Sudas Yontif, so one should eat it only Erev Yom Kippur. If it's to prepare yourself for the fast, so the halacha is that you could eat even at night, whatever it takes to prepare yourself for the fast. Similarly, what should you eat? If it's al Sudas Yontif or other reason, then you should have to eat bread. And it would be enough, however, to only eat a kazayas. If it's preparation, so the Paiskim suggest that we know, and we learned this in the Masechta Yuma, that the Shir Achila on Yom Kippur is not like it is B'chol HaTorah Kula, a kazayas, but the Shir Achila on Yom Kippur is a kosevas. Because when you eat a kosevas, you don't have inui. If you eat less than a kosevas, you still have inui. If that is indeed the case, so if the Achila of Erev Yom Kippur is connected to the inui of Yom Kippur, if Inui travels with a shear of Kesevis, then the Chila of Erev Yom Kippur also travels with a shear of Kesevis, and the halacha is that you would have to eat a Kesevis, which is much more than a Kesayis, b'chdei Achilas Pras. And what do you have to eat? If the eating of Erev Yom Kippur is for a preparation for Yom Kippur, if the inui of Erev Yom Kippur is for a preparation for Yom Kippur, you should eat foods on Erev Yom Kippur that prepare you for eating, for fasting. If it has nothing to do with the fasting, then whatever you eat would be satisfactory. So in order to summarize, according to the Rishonim that say that the eating on Erev Yom Kippur is for preparing, so then doesn't necessarily get limited to Erev Yom Kippur. And the halach lemais is that there is no mitzvah achila to eat Yom Kippur midnight. The din of Agamah you're not fulfilling, but the Pais can say one should eat on Yom Kippur in the evening. If it's because of a Sudas Yontif, but on the other hand, you would have to eat a kasevis of foods that prepare you for fasting. If the reason is to show that I'm doing a Sudas Yontif, then it would have to be bread on Erev Yom Kippur. If the reason is the different reasons that we gave in the previous year to show the distinction between Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, or to show that you're not one of the tzedakim, or to show that we're doing tshuva by eating, not only by fasting, so then it would apply to everyone, but it wouldn't be limited to a specific type of food, and it wouldn't have to be a kesevis. Any type of eating is considered that you indeed fast. It's as if you fasted on to do what we're supposed to try to accomplish with this eating on Yom Kippur. And in fact, the Magen Avraham makes a very strong point. The Magen Avraham says that if somebody has a Tanis Chaloyim, he had a bad dream, for which he normally fasts, on Erev Yom Kippur he doesn't fast. Says the Magen Avraham, what's the Ramah teaching us? The Ramah is teaching us that eating on Erev Yom Kippur is equivalent to what normally is considered a fast.